From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Federal charges filed now against 22-year-old Jared Loughner in connection with yesterday's mass shooting in Tucson. His first court appearance is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix. The U.S. Justice Department charges Loughner attempted to kill Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. There are two more counts of attempting to kill congressional aides. And the federal government is charging Loughner with killing federal judge John Roll and congressional aide Gabe Zimmerman. The U.S. Attorney's Office is in the process of drafting an indictment against Loughner. Congresswoman Giffords remains in critical condition, but doctors say they are cautiously optimistic. As member station KUAZ's Mark Dugan reports, physicians have placed Giffords in a medically induced coma, but are waking her periodically to check her progress.
Doctors at Tucson's University Medical Center say Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is able to communicate with them. At a press conference earlier today, hospital trauma surgeon Dr. Peter Ree.
She was able to follow simple commands. Again, this is very early in her course. We don't know what's going to happen, what her deficits will be in the future or anything like that, and we'll be able to give you those updates as we go along. But we've been very happy with her hospital course. But things are going very well, and we're all very happy at this stage.
Ree says a single bullet traveled the length of the left side of the congresswoman's brain from back to front. He and other doctors say they're optimistic about her chances of recovery, but they caution that it could take weeks or even months to learn just how much brain damage she might have suffered. For NPR News, I'm Mark Dugan in Tucson.
Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is traveling to several Gulf states this week, trying to keep the pressure on Iran. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us, her trip comes amid reports that some Israeli intelligence officials think Iran is 5 years away from acquiring the bomb.
On a flight to Abu Dhabi, Secretary Clinton played down some of the latest reports that Iran is having more difficulties and delays with its nuclear program.
The timeline is not so important as the international effort to try to ensure that whatever the timeline, Iran is not pursuing nuclear weapons. You know, I don't know that it gives much comfort to somebody who is in the Gulf or is in a country that Iran has vowed to destroy, that it's a 1 year or 3 year time frame.
She says she'll use her meetings in the United Arab Emirates, Oman, and Qatar to encourage them to enforce sanctions on Iran, which she says are working. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.
Pentagon Chief Robert Gates is in Beijing for talks with the Chinese about a wide range of military issues. He's expressing concern about China's defense capabilities. China's working on a new stealth fighter jet. This is NPR News in Washington. France has warned its citizens to stay away from the Sahel desert region of northwest Africa after two French citizens were abducted and killed in Niger. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports French troops made a failed bid to rescue the pair, who France believes were likely executed by their captors.
Paris is sending the French defense minister, Alain Juppé, to Niger for talks with the military junta and French nationals living there. President Nicolas Sarkozy has condemned the killing of two Frenchmen abducted Friday in Niger's capital as a cowardly and barbaric act, vowing that their deaths will reinforce France's commitment to fight terrorist barbarism without respite, as he put it. Paris has said it is at war with the regional affiliate of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network in the Sahel region. The militant group is believed to be holding five French nationals and one each from Togo and Madagascar, abducted from a French uranium mining concession in northern Niger in September. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.
Media reports in Iran say 71 of the 106 people aboard an Iran Air passenger jet were killed when it crashed today. 35 survived, including two crew members. The semi-official Mehr News Agency reports the jet attempted an emergency landing in a snowstorm in the northwestern part of the country after reporting a technical failure. The Associated Press reports an Amtrak train heading from Chicago to Boston and New York City was delayed east of Schenectady when the second of two locomotives caught on fire. An Amtrak spokesman said there were no injuries. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.